This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. This summer, David Daniels will be on the stage at the Santa Fe Opera. The great American countertenor has been in Santa Fe before, in 2008 in Handel's Radamisto, and 2 years ago in Vivaldi's Griselda. But this year, David Daniels is not appearing in a work from the Baroque period, rather in a new opera, and in a role written especially for him. Oscar Wilde, in the world premiere of Theodore Morrison's Oscar, which opens tomorrow night. And David Daniels is seated with us this morning outside in the opera's cantina. David, it's wonderful to meet you.
Thank you.
You and composer Theodore Morrison go back quite a few years.
Yeah, you can call him Theo. It's okay.
Okay, Theo. You were a student of his.
I was
Michigan.
In his choir at University of Michigan from 1990 to 92 during graduate school at University of Michigan. And when I became a countertenor in 1992 at Michigan, he wanted to write a song cycle for me. And he did so, called Chamber Music, five poems of James Joyce, and performed them all over the world. And it was in London where I performed them that John Cox heard them, who is our librettist.
Right.
And John came back and just loved them and said, Theo, do you want to write an opera? And that's how it started.
And you had some very specific ideas about what you wanted that opera to be.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know exactly what I wanted subject-wise, but what I did know is that I wanted it to be relevant today. I wanted it to be an issue that was dear to me, that was important, and that could translate in 2013 or whenever we were going to get it produced. And John and Theo came up with Oscar. It was not me. I jumped on the wagon as soon as I heard.
You did. Was it an immediate reaction?
Oh, absolutely.
And yeah. Why, David?
Because I'm a gay man, and I never have gotten to play a gay man on the stage. And until I've gotten into rehearsals here, I never knew how emotional it was going to be. And it's been really tough.
Tell me about that. In what way?
I'm used to being in love with Cleopatra or Poppaea, or and so this is brand new territory for me, and I'm able to more so than usual bring my own life into it. And you surround yourself with a cast that we have here, and Bosie, my significant other, who's just a wonderful dancer, Reed Luplat.
And Bosie is a dancer.
Bosie's a dancer. Oscar really didn't see Bosie much once the charges were brought up on him until he was out of prison. But he appears all the way through the opera in my imagination. And
that's a great, very theatrical idea.
Yeah, but it's just been the energy of the young artists and everybody just are so passionate about this that it's a unique experience.
One of your unique talents, in my opinion, is the ability to make very extravagant characters feel very believable, very human.
Oh, thank you.
And obviously, Oscar Wilde is a very extravagant character. What have you chosen to emphasize about him?
I've always thought, and I think even going into opening night, this is not about me portraying Oscar Wilde's character, doing an imitation of Oscar sitting, you know, with his cigarette and striking poses. Even physically, I don't think it's necessary for me to look exactly like the pictures of Oscar Wilde. This is about getting into the story and of the human emotion of this character and this relationship and the hurt and the love that this man...
You said that you wanted this to be relevant. I don't think anybody could have foreseen quite how relevant this has become in the summer of 2013.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty amazing.
We open, what, a month to the day
I know.
That DOMA and Prop 8 were struck down? It's just, it's incredible. It's incredible.
And I'm sure that's a part of your emotional process in working on it.
It is. It is, absolutely.
David Daniels is Oscar Wilde in Theodore Morrison's new opera, Oscar, which gives its world premiere performance tomorrow night at the Santa Fe Opera. Oscar continues through August 17th. For tickets, go to santafeopera.org. David, thank you so much
thank
for joining
you.
Us.
It's a pleasure.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith. Thanks to Tristan Klum for engineering.